New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Good morning, Gov.
Good morning, New Hampshire. How are we doing?
Doing great. Hey, I want to ask you about a few things, but let's start with something we've been talking about this morning, and that is that New Hampshire made national news, which is rarely ends up actually being a good thing, unless it's about the presidential primary, because there was a vote taken on the House floor yesterday, and 13 people voted to secede from the United States of America, all 13 of them members of the Republican Party. What are your thoughts?
Look, the legislature has proposed crazy legislation for decades. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm surprised this is big news. It's stupid. It's very un-American. But again, with the thousands of pieces of legislation, guys, I mean, the fact that, yeah, you get 13 kind of wackadoodles that want to secede from America, it's unfortunate, but we've seen crazy stuff before. So I don't really give it much credence, obviously, and I don't worry about it by any means. The fact that only 13 out of 400 voted for it gives you a pretty good sense that we're obviously in the right direction. But, I mean, it's unfortunate that we have to deal with stuff like that, but it comes and it goes and we move on.
Yeah, part of having such a large legislature, I suppose. There's been a lot of talk, about gas prices lately, and they're going up, they're going up, they're going up. They were going up before the invasion of Ukraine, and they're going up even faster now. There are some people who want to get behind an effort to either temporarily or permanently reduce or completely eliminate the gas tax in New Hampshire. Where are you on that?
Yeah, look, I think a temporary reprieve on the gas tax and the rooms and meals tax, I'm open to all of it. I'm a Republican. I love tax cuts, right? Even if they're just temporary to take some of the burden that Washington has thrown on us with this inflation. Look, let's remember, inflation and high gas prices were here well before this Russian-Ukrainian conflict. That has just made it an exponentially worse problem. People are feeling it. We can't control those prices, but maybe we can provide a little relief in other areas. And whether it's a temporary removal of the gas tax or rooms and meals, however the legislature wants to do it, they put it on my desk. I'd sign it tomorrow.
Excellent news. Yesterday was interesting because the House of Representatives went back to their actual hall for the first time in 2 years. But you this week also did something I don't think you've done in a couple of years, and that is you had a traditional press conference not at the emergency facility you'd been holding them at for 2 years. Right? After the executive council meeting with reporters, in the state house, like the old days.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, getting back to normal, not every press conference has to be about COVID. COVID, especially nowadays, I mean, COVID is still important. We're going to monitor it. We're going to track it. But there's always a lot of other stuff going on. So we brought everybody into the office, and it was just nice to get back to normal and talk about other stuff and other priorities, because there are a lot of other issues facing New Hampshire. We've had a lot of successes, but there's always challenges as well. So it was great to make that happen.
What else are you focused on in the coming weeks?
Boy, I mean, with all the legislation coming down the path, I mean, from a management standpoint, we look at where the legislation is, what will pass, what won't. Mental health is still first and foremost. We have some huge investments in mental health. Some really big investments with the housing initiative that I put forth, the $100 million initiative around housing, which I think has some really good meat to it, if you will. And we're going to have the legislature look at it and put their ideas on the table. The veterans campus that we're going to be building, unlike anything else you've ever seen in the Northeast, and about for $20-25 million, this opportunity to really create something that's integrated, everything from homeless veterans, mental health services, active military supports for active military services and their families. So it's like this whole wealth of wraparound services for those who, you know, are heroes, frankly, that continue to serve and have served our country. Making sure these types of things aren't just ideas on a piece of paper, but actually kind of get nurtured, and that, you know, we're really refining the details so we can go. As you know, I like to move very quickly, usually much quicker than government would traditionally allow, but what we try to do is kind of punch through some of those walls and find ways to expedite some of these projects so that, you know, we can actually start putting shovels in the ground. We can actually make these things a reality for the citizens and the services they're going to provide.
As we've been speaking about earlier today, New Hampshire lost State Representative Rennie Cushing last week, and I believe I read that there may be an effort to honor him in some way in New Hampshire by potentially naming up-and-coming new mental health facility after him, or some other effort to, keep him in our memories for the long term. Is that something you support?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, the legislature has to decide what we name after folks, but I think it'd be great. Rennie was, he was a great representative. Didn't agree on we didn't agree on politics too much, but he had the right attitude. He was focused, a great community leader, and especially around mental health. He and I worked together very, very passionately, I think, on trying to make the right investments and break down some of those old school barriers that had previously existed. And you know, with his help, we were very, very successful in a lot of different ways. So if they want to memorialize him or remember him in some way, I'd be all for that.
I think sometimes we get confused because, you know, we watch Washington, and so often we've got a president there that says, oh, this should be done. I'll just do it. I'll sign it and do it myself. Forget Congress. But here in New Hampshire, we actually do have to go through our legislature to make stuff happen.
Yeah. We follow the rules here. Washington is all over the place, but we follow the rules.
Governor Chris Sununu, thanks for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Great. Thanks, guys. Be good.